Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Patriot Family Chat. I'm one of your hosts, Linda, and Bill will be on in a second. I'm coming at you from Oceanside, California. That was Sammy Davis from the Beretta theme from way, way, way back, if you're old enough to remember that one. And he says, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. And man, we got a lot of criminals in our government. It is kind of a nice, beautiful day here, a little bit chilly in Oceanside. I saw pictures of Indiana earlier. It looks like there's some snow out there, and Bill will be calling in a minute. Welcome. Thank you for, here he is, I'll bring him up, coming in, Yola and Rod and Bill, of course. Hi, Bill. How are you doing today?
Doing fine here in southern Indiana.
Absolutely. Awesome. And I just want to say patriotfamily.com is just how this show is brought to us, www.patriotfamilies.com, families with a Y-S, and we're ready to go and talk about everything that's happening. My God, there's so much.
They got us in a bottleneck, don't they? I mean, it's every side, every angle.
Yeah.
I get tired of trying to put on everyone when they put, well, this is happening, that's happening.
I know.
And you could go on there and every one of the items that's happening, you could put Agenda 21. Agenda
Absolutely.
21.
Absolutely.
And,
oh,
you know.
And
the people just aren't waking up to it.
No.
It's all planned. It's all been laid out, and both parties are a part of it.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? What I found out today, my friend, I sent it to you guys. I don't know if I put it on Facebook. I can't remember. It was about calling the White House. I got through after 15 minutes on line 2. I couldn't get in the main line, but they actually spoke to me and said that they would tell the White House what I wanted. And it was to veto H.R. 933. It's about the Monsanto deal. And to send it back to the Senate to remove Section 735. In other words, so that they could not protect the Monsanto Act. That's what this is about.
It's covering up. It's a cover.
Okay.
It's a legal cover-up maneuver.
Cover up
so we don't know what Monsanto's doing to the food and what food they're in.
And so I sent it to you guys. I sent it to everybody in Patriot groups all around California. I begged people to do it. I called in. I tried the first number, which is the main line, the 456-1111 number. it was busy constantly. So people were out there, and you're, and then I called in. I had to wait 15 minutes to get a what they call a volunteer group phone screeners and callers and, you know, all this stuff. And so it was amazing, but I did get through, and they were very pleasant, and they said they would pass that on because they're supposed to. That's their job. And so I think that, that whatever that blast I got today from my friend across the street has been working, because when I tried to call a couple hours later, I'm telling you, the lines were completely sewn up, and I'm glad. And you, you can't believe this, Bill. She told me that that email she got and sent to me was received from our opposition, from the Patriot, conservative libertarian opposition. In other words, even the kids on the left who think they're left and don't, they're just being used, are waking up to this crap, and they're sick of it. You know, so this is good news. People are getting it. I'm telling you. I have a whole bunch of stuff, but I'm going to let you do a few things because I don't even – I don't know where to start. It's insane.
Well, you know, they've been at this for a while. This is not just no right. since Obama came in. It goes way before Obama when all this was laid out. He's
just
a pawn in it all.
Well,
and
this is the culmination of it. Yeah, this is the head that it's coming to. Why do you think people want our guns now? Because they can't implement this crap without disarming us, Bill. You know they can't.
Well,
you know, doubt
you know,
they can't.
I always put out there's three points there, Linda. It's destruction of the culture, destruction of the economy, and destruction of our ability to defend ourselves.
Oh,
and that last one, that the ability to defend ourselves, that goes into a lot of things there, because they cannot put their agenda into place as long as we have that ability.
That's right. And you know what? The good news is, now I'm putting together a speech. What I'm trying to explain to these folks, I think it was Arizona, Alabama, and I think Florida, but there's another one. They are rejecting Agenda 21 outright. They're rejecting ICLEI. Oh, okay. It was Oklahoma. It wasn't Florida. It was the other one. Oklahoma. Okay. Yeah. Oklahoma's got their act together. So I'm trying to put together the speech, and I need to start my first paragraph before I even talk about ICLEI is talking about everything that they're getting hit with. People are waking up to the GMOs, the gun grabbing, the Common Core. All this stuff is tied to Agenda 21. Everything I've been talking about to my city council is tied to this. And this is where I'm going to start my speech. And then I'm, I can read the whole thing to you guys tomorrow once it's refined on my show. But I want to do a quote from Thomas Jefferson at the end, because I'm literally going to look them in the eye and say, how do you people have to ask yourself one question? Do you think you're high up enough on this elite food chain to be spared from the 95% of democide that's going to happen and population reduction? I don't think so. Just ask yourself that question. You know, it's crazy, Bill. I mean, I got to tell them. The last time I did my speech 3 weeks ago, I think it was, even from the left-leaning kids, I got a thunderous round of applause, because they're starting to understand what I'm saying after 3 years, finally.
Well, you know, I'm working with some people who are normally on the left, and they're picking up on the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and the monetary and the Rothschilds and all these things.
Sure.
I'm still trying to awaken them to the real threat that we're facing right now, which is Agenda 21.
I know.
Every aspect of everything that we're facing is Agenda 21.
Exactly. Oh, I know.
They're going to use illegals, they're going to use Muslims, and they're going to use gays and anybody they can to try to tear apart this culture.
Yep.
Because if we have
a
culture, we'll usually stand together.
Yeah.
That's just a cultural statistic that people of the same culture stand together.
Yeah, look what's going on in the Supreme Court today with this Proposition 8 on the gay marriage issue. The last email I got today before I went on the air was that the Supreme Courts are fed up, and they don't even want to make the decision that they might just dismiss the case and say it's up to the states. And that means that our Prop 8 stands, which is a good thing. I mean, God, I know California is like, you know, they're exiting like Pharaoh's exodus, the Jews out of Egypt. I mean, it's that bad. And I, you know, I'm not kidding. It's unbelievable what's going on here. Like I said, I think it was on Ron's show or somebody's show. In 1 week, I got two separate people, not even related to each other, just two different Patriot groups, they're moving their families the hell out. One's going to Arizona and one's going to Texas. I wrote back to him and I said, oh, lucky you. Yeah, it's nuts here. I don't hold any hope out for this mess. I mean, everything that's going on.
And,
go ahead.
And Rod just pointed out, you know, all this time we've been told our borders are safer than they ever been, and now they come up and tell us they have no way of knowing. They have no way of figuring out if our borders are secure or not.
Yeah, right.
So they've been lying to us all along. The guns and the ammo and all the other stuff they're purchasing. Though they tried to put out stuff saying they wasn't doing that, but the problem is everybody sees this crap and we're filming it going down the road.
Absolutely, on the train tracks. And this is all on Facebook, and I've been trying to post stuff to you guys. I posted one earlier on the smart meters, which was like a 10-minute video. And I did say I was going to look into this. I went to it's all lowercase. It's called freedomtaker.com. And they're explaining to you legally how you can fight the utility commissions and get those smart meters out. And it looks like I would recommend this site because it's an absolute – I put a star next to it. This is something you guys need to go to if you're having that problem. You need legal stuff. You can document your illnesses. You can just take it to the wall, and it shows you also how to order – I know they're expensive, but it's cheaper than paying a fine to the electric company because you don't want a damn smart meter on your thing. And then it tells you all that. So that site, it's freedomtaker.com. Oh, man. Let me put that in the chat room. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, you know, it's like everything is a way to scam money out of us, too. And nobody sees that. Where is all this money going? Because we're not seeing it. The taxpayers aren't seeing it. It's going in, it's laundering money to push their agenda.
I talked about this on Ron's show, I think it was, yesterday. And then I asked him the question, you know, with all the stuff that's going on in Cyprus, because he sent me an email and it was like a couple videos and all this stuff about Cyprus. And then Glenn was talking about on his radio show, talking about Russia, how Russia and China, I think I have Robert coming in from Florida. Hey, Robert, how are you doing?
Hey, Miss Linda, how y'all doing?
Yeah, we're
doing
good.
Robert?
I was on a rant, but I'm trying to figure out because all these countries, Germany's being made the bad guy. So Germany's going to probably be in alliance with Russia. Russia's kind of the bad guy in some of this. China's going to be bad. All these entities are going to come after us. We're living in those two entities' houses, and while we're under their roof and beholden to them because we owe them so damn much money, they're going to tell us what the rules are, top down, bottom up. It's going to be a mess. And so I asked Ron, how long till this hits here, and how is this affecting everything around the world? So he hasn't got back to me because by the time I sent it, he was probably at work. So
you've already got Bernanke not saying anything. He will not say that it can't happen here. But folks, it's going to happen here. It's being set up to happen here.
Oh, yeah. So everybody's terrified. Again, if you guys want to deal with the smart meters, I put a link up there, freedomtaker.com. It's a great site. So get after these guys.
I don't have to worry about that, Linda.
Thank God. I know you. I'm so proud of you. You stood your ground and you did it because this is garbage. You nipped it in the bud where it needed to be nipped and at the same time. And then we talked about...
I've been blessed to have a bunch of brilliant people around me, and about anything they come up with, my buddies have been able to come up with a counter, and they got one for the smart meter.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, I haven't heard yet, but I imagine I will be hearing about about it. But it's a little thing that goes inside your house, the guy designed, and what you do is you turn it on, and basically all your smart meter can do is measure electricity. That's it.
Wow. Okay, so you're circumventing the garbage, but
but it's also you know, it's going to make immigration. They're going to take them out because if everybody starts doing this, you know,
absolutely,
then they're going to have a screwed up system. They got to get them out.
Absolutely. You know what I was thinking, because I didn't know any better, because I'm not a scientist, you know, as you have studied, but I was thinking, you know, those things they put over you in the dentist chair when you get an X-ray, those bibs with all pure lead. You can buy them online. Get one of those and put it over the damn thing and see how they like that.
There you go.
That was, oh, I swear to God, I was telling my sister to do it, but, you know, I was, like, ready to go buy one and say, here, Henry. I mean, this guy's in the hospital every 3 months with having to have problems with his arteries because of this stuff. And
that's funny you say that, because the guy who invented my little gadget works at a hospital.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Absolutely great. Yeah.
So,
I mean,
what are a lot of people having medical problems already with this stuff?
Oh, hugely. Absolutely. Ever since they put them in, it only takes a few days and it starts. And if you look on those idiotic smart meters, there's an FCC license number on it because it's a radio transmitter. They're transmitting the data to the grid in Utah and to the electric companies. They're extorting money out of people, saying, well, if you want an analog meter, we're going to charge you all this extra money per month because of it. And it's illegal to do that. And so
it
people
is illegal
starting,
to do that. But
nobody's fighting in court yet. There's a whole bunch of – look, in Orange County, I've been doing this like a couple of years now, fighting this crap. They send me all this stuff because I found out about it from my Anti-Agenda 21 crowd. They were sending me stuff on it's called Stop OC Orange County Smart Meters. And these people have a huge coalition. These people are gaining steamrolling speed, and they're pushing back against this. They are helping people. They've got ways to do this. They haven't gone to court yet, but they are petitioning these. They're going to what they call the California Public Utilities Commission and raising hell. And people are they're forcing them to not do this and extort them. Yeah, I mean,
I'll tell you what, I still contend, and I still firmly believe that those smart meters that were put in our neighborhood. It's just too damn ironic that two neighbors on my street back-to-back died of Avi.
Well, yeah, because especially if they have any medical devices like a pacemaker, it messes with the pacemaker hugely. There was videos all over the internet on that.
I blame the smart meters for that.
Right.
Well, it's not just that. They're spraying us every day, Robert.
You know, yeah. I just, you know...
Let me explain to you what happens here in California. We have what I call high density construction and home areas, like all these communities of houses that cost a freaking fortune. You can't even believe what they charge for houses in these things, just because they have a little glimpse of an ocean view. It's disgusting. It's heinous, and all these houses are probably, I'm thinking at the most, 20 feet apart. Okay, on any side, and there's tons of them, rows and rows and rows. So every one of those in my sister's community has a stupid smart meter, and they went into the stealth of the afternoon and did it while most of the people were at work. And my sister at that time was out of work, or I don't know if she was home early from whatever, and she's going, you know, how do you have authority to do this? And I says, well, this is what we were told to do. Anyway, so she didn't fight it, and so Henry's got health problems. I tried to help her. She didn't want it. So I said, okay, I'm not going to, you know, I got to back off. I can't make somebody drink something. Who am I? Am I Mayor McFascist Bloom Turd? You know, can't do that. Yeah, that's what Glenn calls it. In fact, Glenn today was talking about this entire situation.
I got to pick up the phone call, and I'll call you back.
Okay, no problem. Anyway, so he's talking about all these issues we're dealing with, whether it's Cyprus, whether it's Bloom Turd, whether it's all the gun grabbers. All these people, they want total control, Bill, and you know that. And the government has lied to us. The social structure, and when you talk about the devaluation of you know, the DOMA Act, the marriage, the biblical situation, everything, they're coming after Christians left and right, and they're propping up Islam. They want a holy war. That's part of it. But if you go back and look at the Communist Manifesto, and you look at some of the tenets that they wanted to do to make sure that after a certain amount, and they're very patient. They don't care if it takes 50 or 100 years, and you know they've had that long. But one of the tenets is to convince the entire population of the United States that perverse homosexuality and bestiality are normal activities. This is part of the Communist Manifesto. It always has been, and this is what they're doing. They don't I'm telling you, you've got less than 3% of the population running around screaming like the gay mafia pushing this agenda.
Here's the thing. The gays are going to go out here and they're going to support Obama because he's supporting them.
Yep.
Then he's going he's going to think that they're going to help him support Islam, which is stupid because that's supporting killing them. And they don't understand that Obama's the end goal with the Muslims. They're going to kill every one of you people that are gay.
Yeah, well, they're going to kill any infidel, which includes you and me, straight, gay, or otherwise. And then we have Mayor McFascist Bloomturd, who is also reported to be gay. I got a gay governor up here. We have a gay Elena Kagan. We've got a gay Incompetano in the DHS. I mean, they're all over the place. You know, the only, like I said, the only one who ever had guts enough to stand up and be honest about it was Barney Frank. I got to give him credit for that because everybody else lies.
Rombo
Deadfish is too, and he lied about it. What a schmuck. And he's Jewish, so I can call him a schmuck. It's the truth. Oh, man, you know, they're coming. My girlfriend today, I went to her. She's helping me because I ran out of ink on my computer. She made me a copy of this thing about Alabama kicking Ickley out, which is I'm going to hand out to my city council. And so she says both of us feel the same way. We spend 4 to 5 hours just going through the Facebook and the emails and trying to put out the fires. I'm like a cartoon with a little, you know, fire hose that somebody shut the main valve off and there's all these forest fires around me far as the eye can see. Do you feel like that? That's how I feel.
Oh, I get like that. And right now, Linda, I'm not going to lie. I get to the point now with everything at the points that they're at and seeing how close they are to doing things, to final, to really just taking over.
I know.
I keep thinking, man, I should have done been in the woods.
Well, here's the thing.
I can escape anything, but I can make it a whole lot harder for you to come and get me.
Yeah, absolutely. And what Glenn was saying when he's looking at this stuff, especially what he started out with was maximum freedom, and then on the other side of the board was maximum responsibility. Well, what the government has done, and all these libtards and these NGOs and all the rest of it, they've erased the word responsibility. And then underneath he says the word action, and then on the other side it says reaction. That's the laws of physics, right? Action, reaction. Okay. So they have taken reaction out of it, lied to everybody, dumbed them down. Oh, you can get a loan if you can't afford the house. Everything's fine, nothing. You know, they're telling people there's no consequence to your actions. There's no reaction to what you do. Bull crap. That's the problem. As soon as we start understanding, going back to the old ways of Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Madison, and Adams, we're going to be screwed. The answer is simple. You've got to have maximum responsibility, A, B, C. I don't care.
We're living in a country that promotes non-citizens over citizens.
I know. That
promotes a religious sect that is nothing but a death cult.
Absolutely.
That promotes stealing from the wealthy on the other side, but never mentions the wealthy on their side or taking from them.
Yeah, you know.
Now, I just wonder how they react if people start putting out, well, we should go after Buffett and I'm out.
Oh, Christ. And, that is not going to happen.
Gates and Soros and these kinds of people.
No,
never mention going after them.
Oh, no. No, no. And they won't. Or the Ted Turners. Or the Maurice Strongs, or the Valerie Jarretts, or the Van Jones, or the, you know, Joel Rogers, all the rest of these, you know what, I won't even say the word. I mean, look, what we have with our monetary system, it's ever since the Federal Reserve Act and the 16th Amendment and all this crap, is pure plunder. I mean, I just finished watching the fourth episode, which was Palm Sunday on the Bible on the History Channel. And when he overturned those tables, I mean, that's exactly what they were doing is, you know, not giving to God what is God's, but they were just, you know, stealing and plundering like they do. And he told them up front, Christ told them, you cannot serve God and mammon at the same time. You can't. And everything he said in this episode was absolutely phenomenal. I was like hanging on every word. I'm like, yes. You know, if we don't get back to this stuff and figure it out and try to tell the world, that's why I do what I do, Bill. Why do you think I'm going tomorrow night? I'm going to speak for 3 minutes. That's all I get. I have to refine and hone that speech down to a fine tooth comb. And
girl,
I'm doing it.
I'm proud of you, and I'm glad they're going to give you 3 minutes, like I've told
Thank
you.
Thank God.
Anytime I walk into a meeting, the meeting's automatically over.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, see, they can't do that here. We've got a charter city. We've got, in fact, when I go in there and look up above these people on the dais, in big, bold letters, it still says, "In God We Trust." And you know what? When they start their meetings and I get there on time for certain ones, they start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and then they do an invocation by a pastor or a rabbi. And I'm telling you, I am so happy and proud of Oceanside for that, and that's why I'm trying to preserve it. For you know what I'm saying?
Well, we're still backwards compared to a lot of places. We would be way backwards compared to California here. Our kids still say the Pledge of Allegiance. We still do Christian songs at Christmas.
Good.
We still have Christmas holiday, Easter holiday. We hunt Easter eggs. And we don't put up with that other crap, the PC stuff around here. It won't get you
good
anywhere.
For you.
The few little groups that have tried have just been overwhelmed.
You know what really blew me away, and I've told all I've told my mom and other people about how many more freedoms the further, not all the way to, of course, Bloomturd Land, but from California, the further east I go, the more freedoms that I have. Hi, Doc. Welcome to the program and the guest and everybody that's in there. What was really impressive to me, I was driving, your wife was driving me back to Louisville to get on the plane last year, and there was 3 or 4 different signs from different companies and big billboard signs and said, "Get your fireworks here." And it was like, oh my God. Do you know you can't even legally have sparklers here in California since probably the last 20 to 30 years because they're such libtards? Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, we're in the Midwest. We're still very patriotic here.
Absolutely.
You know, in my county, God is big. There is nothing but Christian churches or, Protestant churches. There's no Muslims here. And everything is still quite a bit old-fashioned in some retrospects. Now, you do have the newer bunch, and you have the elite that think that they control everything, and they do end up controlling the same offices because they're the ones who picks who gets in office. So
and you know what?
To their families, and insider investing is their way to steal from the people. But when all those hell goes to get breaks loose, they're the first people that'll be taken out.
Oh my gosh! Oh, you mean the Lennon's useful idiots? Oh, yeah, they're not up on the food chain. They think they are, but that's the irony of it. And I'm telling you what I have seen in the last even week and a half, it's just horrendous what they're doing. And they're pushing for a reason. And I think that's going to be my next platform besides
they're pushing because the gun control has woke up a lot more people.
Yeah, thank God.
And the battle over that's going to be it. So if they can get it, they're going to quickly try to swoop with that and then turn everything in. They got a timeline. They've got a date that they want to have everything set and done.
I got some dates for them.
And the people when the Tea Party stood up in 2008 caught them off guard. And we've caught them off guard since then somewhat. Oh, yeah, they demonized us and everything else.
Sure.
But nobody looks up and says, well, who are these people really? Well, we're just most of us are just average people who've got concerns of where our country's headed. We're concerned for our children and our grandchildren's future.
I know.
And
the
well-being of our nation.
I was told by my friend across the street that if I want to do something special on the city council that I can put together a short YouTube video. Or find one that I want to use, like on Agenda 21, and then I'm allowed to have that 3 minutes plus a couple minutes to speak without being cut off. So I'm going to work on that, and I think what I'm going to do is go with that, and then my platform for my little small speech will be the same thing Glenn talked about today. Every single individual in this United States has got to learn about personal responsibility, because if you don't understand action versus reaction, you have no freedom. Zero,
well,
baby,
should,
because they will come after
get,
you.
People should get pissed off when their government tells them they're too stupid.
Oh, Absolutely.
To do these. You're too
Absolutely.
Stupid to know what to eat. You're too stupid to know where you should work. You're too stupid. You're too stupid.
Yeah.
Only we're smart enough.
Yeah. And the other, you know, that's just absolute control. In fact, there's a new book coming out, and I may have to go order it when Glenn puts it out. It's called Control, and he's making it 200 pages, and you can fit it in your back pocket and whip it out to the libtards.
Well,
here's the truth of the matter.
The top 1,000 smartest people on the planet, not a one of them's in politics.
Oh, sure. They control. Trust me, they're pulling the strings. You know damn well they are. Come on.
I'm not going to say they're all pulling the strings. They're too smart to get into that because they know it's crap.
Well, you know what? That's why Jim DeMint got out. He just walked away. Walked away from it. And I'm glad he did. He knew. He was only 8 years in it. He says, I can't take it. He went to the Heritage Foundation, although bringing Robert back in. Hi, Robert, I'm not sure if you're up
sorry,
yet.
Sorry about that. I had to take that call.
Okay. But anyway, Jim DeMint is trying to work. I'm not a fan of the Heritage Foundation either, but I don't know if Jim is just naive or what's going on. But I don't trust these. You know what? When you get these big organizations, and then we've still got Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, not Rubio, I don't trust him. But I think Rand Paul is salvageable because he doesn't fall too far from the father's tree except the amnesty thing. But he does not trust, he says, I don't trust any president, I don't care who it is, to close those borders.
Didn't his amnesty proposal come with the border security?
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
You know, that's all. See, there's the thing.
I know. Well,
amnesty is wrong for the fact that the ones who have waited in line and are still waiting in line, you should have to get behind them.
Right,
and you shouldn't be allowed to stay here and prosper while you do.
It's bogus.
While you wait your turn.
I actually had a conversation a couple days ago with my buddy down at the smoke shop where I get my smokes, and he's a Christian, and he's like so sick of this illegal stuff. And he says, I have a solution. He says, you dig a trench from all the length, right? And you put lots of water in, right? And then on our side, you put this giant mound of dirt. And then you got the National Guard on our side. And he says, they ain't coming over, man. And then you got to, you know, charge them money and whatever.
Here,
he was talking about the Panama Canal. I was cracking up.
I have the solution, Linda.
Go ahead.
Here's how you solve all this. For the next 5 or 6 years, on the tax forms, you put a place, check it all.
Mm-hmm.
For those who want to support illegal immigration, they get to pay for it. For those who don't check that box, no money comes out of them to pay for illegal aliens. Only those who support it have to pay for it. You watch how quick their support dries up.
Oh, absolutely. But here's the thing. This is where personal responsibility comes into play, and they've got this so upside down built and inside out that nobody knows what the hell is going on. There's no right, wrong. There's no absolute morals. There's no absolutes. There's no Ten Commandments. Nothing. Everything is just trashed.
Well, now you're going to get me on the Catholic Church here.
Okay,
Catholic
go ahead.
Church on the amnesty issue, the Catholic Church always throws out there, let he without sin throw the first stone.
Oh, please.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Let's go into retrospective here. They leave out part of it, a major part of it, when they say that. They don't count it all, because counting it all would invalidate their proposal.
Right.
One, they sin. Yes, we forgive them, as we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean they're supposed to go back and just repeat the same sin we just forgave them for. That would be redundant. After God told them he with no sin throw the stone, and nobody threw a stone, God told the woman, my child, thou art forgiven. Go and sin no more.
Absolutely.
That would mean, in the immigration case, that would mean quit being here illegally. Go get in the
uh-huh.
back of the line and come the right way.
Right. They
now,
won't do it.
That's how I view that phrase. Now,
for some reason,
some people want to leave that last half out.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. No, they do. There, it's very convenient for them, Bill. Very convenient, as you know. Go ahead, Robert.
You know what Obama might just say? You know, he might pull Reagan and say,
Oh, Christ.
Mr. President, they tear down that wall.
What wall?
No, it's our wall. And it's supposed to be sovereignty. No wall.
You tell me. Look at Mexico's own immigration laws.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Mexico. Look at if you get caught as an illegal in Mexico, what happens to you.
Not good.
At those things. No way should we have to bend over backwards when their own laws are what we propose, or not as our laws are not as strict as theirs.
Oh my gosh, not even close.
Not even close. You never get to be a citizen in Mexico.
No. You know what's sad though?
The government of Mexico is nothing but thieves, Robert. They are common low-life thieves. I'm telling you, Felipe Calderon, Vicente Fox, the new Goober, every one of them, nothing but common low-life thieves. When you encourage your people to break another country's laws, get money, and send it back to support your country, you're low-lives.
You know what the bottom line, Bill, what's going to happen? Down the road a line, probably when I die, is Mexico will be the 51st state of the union.
We're going to have a revolution. We're going to have a revolution.
I don't have a problem. My problem is this, Robert. The Mexican people, instead of coming here and making demands here and sneaking in here and this, they should get together, go back and take over their country, get rid of this corrupt government that's running there and screws the Mexican people over.
I agree with you. You've been saying that ever since I've known you.
Bill, do you know why they can't? One of the reasons they cannot do it?
Because they don't got no guns, they say.
Absolutely.
Hell, I figured by now Holder and Obama would have gave them enough.
No, they only gave the cartels, and they only give the Syrians, and then now we're dealing with all that nonsense.
It's like the whole Benghazi, and people don't get it.
No, I know.
Because your government was taking weapons from Libya and shipping them to the Al-Qaeda and our enemies in Syria, going against our other enemy, Assad. And I don't get that. You got two enemies fighting. Sit back and wait. Someone wins.
Well, I know that. You know, there's a lot of people who are trying really hard, but they're not trying hard enough for me, except I think Rand Paul, when he did that filibuster, and every time he threatens to do another one, especially on gun rights and stuff, they're starting to back down from him because they know he'll do it. And thank God he's got Harry Reid on the run a little bit because they know he'll do it because he's not afraid of it.
And Cruz and Ted Cruz and Mike Lee standing there with him. Kudos to them.
Absolutely. You know, the people, you've got the military, you've got the policia in Mexico, and you have the drug cartels. Them's the only ones that got guns, baby, and legal or illegal, that's it.
Here's the flat out truth of it. 80% of Mexico's economy either comes from drug money or remittances.
Yes, absolutely. And they come from, and a great majority comes from California. We have the highest plunder bill, what I call just out and out extortion. The taxpayers with the education, the hospitals, the WIC and the food stamps and the this and the that and everything else we give these clowns. There's like three separate ones no one even knows about in California that nobody else in the United States pays except this dumbass state. And they pay $21 billion a year, the poor hardworking people do, to fund these clowns with sanctuary cities. We're crazy.
What's happening? You're going under. Nothing that this government in California can do is can save them because they keep giving their money away.
What do you get back? These assholes, excuse my French, they're going to ask the United States to bail them out. And you know what the United States is going to do? They're going to turn us into Cyprus and say, oh, no, you have to plunder the savers and the poor small business people so they can't meet their payroll by 40% and steal it out of their bank account.
How about you reduce everybody in Hollywood, every actor's salary to $100,000 a year, no more?
Well, you know what? They get paid. It's private enterprise, though. It really is private because these clowns, Bill, they'll pay $12 to go sit there and watch some crap, and then they'll spend $10 on a bag of popcorn. Are you kidding me? That's how they're getting their money. This is free enterprise. Now, I'm not saying anything about – look, I don't pay for their stuff anymore. I've stopped watching all the award shows a long time ago because I saw the writing on the wall. I was sick of their crap. With their red ribbons and their prancing gay people and all the rest of it and their political left-leaning uber-left garbage, I'm done. Okay, they can go, you know what, themselves. I'm done. No, I do not support it. So, and I used to be huge. You know, I mean, if
how
I
do the
go,
people keep electing these people?
It keeps costing them
out their butt.
It's a blue state. They haven't woke up yet. These people are actually being used. They are being promised the moon. They're like the Obama phone people in California, in Connecticut, and in New York. That's why they keep electing these clowns. They're so indoctrinated. They are like the same people in my city council have been indoctrinated and enticed by the money. No one's telling them the truth about ICLEI except me, and I'm going to. Believe me, that's why they do it, Bill. They don't know any better, and they're ignorant because they're willfully that way. They will not read anything. I'm ready to shoot somebody. For the love of God, read something.
Well, see, that just drives me nuts because, you know, a lot of the liberals come back as something they got off of a MSNBC or some crap. They never did no follow-up. They don't know what they're talking about. So when you do talk facts to them, they're lost. So
oh,
then
I
they
know.
Resort to calling you names and this and that.
Well, yeah.
I got to be honest. I can't say that I get a lot of the name calling and stuff because almost any time I've ever went out into the public with, and I always have a little crowd with me,
mm-hmm.
I'm usually treated pretty good.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I've got in the state of California, I've got a plethora of a list. I used to, when I was much younger, and I do love live theater because I was raised in it. There was an old Gilbert and Sullivan play called The Mikado, and it was hysterical. And the Lord High Executioner in this Japanese old time, in the old Mikado times, he's on the stage on, I think it was stage left, and he's all the way over there. And he's got one of those scrolls that unroll like the Chinese scrolls. And he's getting ready to do the song, and he's telling the people on the Lord High Executioner's list, and that was he says, I've got a little list, and none of them would be missed, and they're all going to get the hatchet because, you know, the butcher, the baker, whatever. And so then he unrolls the scroll, and it goes down his legs, and it goes all the way across the stage right. It's hysterical. That's my list. I mean, look what I've got. I got Filner. This is Bob Filner, who used to be a council member, I believe, in the United States House of Rep, who's a flaming liberal. I've got Bill Gore, the sheriff, who's the most unconstitutional sheriff on the planet. I've got Maxine Waters on the brain. I've got Piglosi in Frisco. And then Moonbeam Mussolini Brown. I'm going out of my mind here. I got Antonio Villareconquista in L.A. It's nuts. I'm outnumbered. I am completely outnumbered here. But I'm starting to wake them up. Thank God. I'm going to get them. Between now and the time I get out of here, I'm going to do it.
You're in a rough state.
It's hell. It's hell.
I don't know how you live out there, Linda. I really don't.
Well,
I mean,
you know, I have my.
Well,
look.
I've been through there, Robert, and I had a friend that was living in the north until recently, and you know. One part of the state is totally different than the other part of the state.
Yes.
There are some beautiful things in California.
Yes,
but,
there are.
I know.
But
look,
then again, there's an awful lot of ugliness in California, and that's the people. Because
well,
they're not friendly like in the Midwest and the South.
Look, we got to deal with this. Because San Diego, there's two sections of San Diego, and it's intermittent. South San Diego is pure liberal, or much of it. When we get into the North County, we've got pockets of liberalism, but we've got a whole bunch of people who get it. There's some Oceansiders, there's Vista, there's San Marcos, and a few others, and they're fighting like crazy. Bill. They are fighting like crazy to take it all back and to wake people up. So everything that I can do between now and the time that I can get to Indiana, it may take 2-3 years. I don't know. I'll see how bad it gets here. But, you know, it's difficult. Now, when you go up to Orange County, you've got a lot of conservatives up there. In fact, they're doing very well on the smart meter deal. They are, like, kicking butt. Believe me, because they started that steamroller 2 years ago and they just went wild, and I'm happy. You get to L.A., you get to L.A. and up north of that, it's done deal. They're lost. And then there's pockets of the Central Valley and the San Joaquin and also close to Siskiyou County and different places in California on the border of, I think it's Arizona, and you get constitutional sheriffs going on, and it's a whole other ballgame. These guys are kicking butt up there, too. They're winning legal cases against Agenda 21 all day long.
In 2007 or 8, I started working with a lot of people in California on Agenda 21.
Right.
So, yeah, there are a lot of people in California that's already awake. If you're not familiar with another guy, you should check into his writings. It's Frosty Woolridge.
Okay.
And Frosty's pretty up on what's going on every aspect. From immigration to the big pharma to all of it. And he writes, he's pretty well known.
Awesome. I mean, I've got people here. I've got Barbara Decker. I've got Lynn Welke and Ken Happel. And I've got Jeff Schwick on the immigration deal. I've got tons of great people around me. Mary Baker gives speeches constantly on Agenda 21 to every group that will listen. Huge audiences. She's waking people up from seniors to kids to everything in between. Thank God. And she's good. I've sent you stuff from her site, the Exurbia Chronicle. She's amazing.
Now, those are some of those people you named were people who were fighting the Obamacare because they knew that it was the first step, the big step into Agenda 21.
Absolutely.
And
Barbara's on it every day, I know.
They were trying to wake people up back then. And even right now, there's so many people who do not know what Obamacare contains.
There's
so much in there that is not being spoken of in the media, not being spoken of by your elected.
Wait till it hits
read
them.
The thing, yeah, if you will read the, actually sit down and take the time and read the thing and weigh your way through it because it's you know how they write stuff. It's always...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
horrible.
It is. They're pretty pitiful about making things understandable.
Yep, absolutely.
But they want it that way.
Exactly. And you know, this is what I found out, which is going to be in my speech tomorrow, which I did not know until about 3 days ago, that Ickley wrote Agenda 21, the 40 chapters before 1992, because Ickley was formed in Germany in 1990. I'm like all over this. I'm going to tell my people tomorrow. They're going to just wet their pants when I'm done with
them. And there is a development group that works with them.
Which one?
Oh, I'd have to look that up, but I've got it.
Okay. Because, if I can get that connected.
Something developmental partnership or something.
Okay, if you can find that, and if I can connect the dots to the – what they call the BIA here, which is infiltrated our city council. Oh my God, that would blow the lid off this crap. That would be, send it to me in an email if you can.
All right.
Yeah, because I know you got that one, because we do that as much as I can. I try to get you guys everything I can on what's going on Facebook, what's going on every other site that comes through. The Lady Pat Hitley on Revolution, California Revolution page, sends me stuff that's like I repost everything that you're doing, Terry Kiley. I mean, there's tons of stuff out there, and we need to keep on this because we there's no going back to sleep. And I predict, I just don't see Christ coming back in the next 3 or 4 months, but I do predict they keep doing it, Bill. They keep doing it, and they're going to find out what we're made out of because we're not landing.
Can I put some? These are my. This is what I see their agenda being. Is if they don't get everything completed before Obama leaves office, it'll be for Hillary to become the president.
Oh Jesus!
For Obama to go head the UN.
Oh, he's evil. I know. Well, he's already in there.
And you're going to hear the Pope declare that all religions are equal. One world religion.
Yep. One world order. I know. Oh yeah, of course, absolutely. No, that's
and when that happens, if that should happen, then we know
we're done. We're done.
We're already
we're
done.
We're already done.
Robert, that's the thing, Robert. We never done. We're never done. They never. They're never going to get the power they seek. The total power they seek.
No, they can't.
They never
they
get
can't.
It.
I'll tell you why. I'm going to quote Charlton Heston, and I absolutely love what Greg Gutfeld did to Jim Carrey. He ripped him a new one in front of Bob Becklin. And all Bob could say was, tell us how you really feel, Greg. It was hysterical.
Well, the truth is, Jim Carrey would have never had the guts, never had the guts to have stood in front of Mr. Heston and said those words to his face.
No,
you say it to someone when they're dead.
He's a
Go
worm.
Say it to
yeah.
Steven Seagal's face.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a nut to Jim Carrey. He's a
schmuck. He's a left-wing Hollywood schmuck like the rest of them.
Oh, he's the
Robert, you're talking to a guy who's lived and watched the Marx Brothers and Abbott and Costello. He don't have nothing on any of the humorous people of the past.
Yep.
Nothing.
He's
nowhere
not
near as talented
plastic.
As the Marx
yeah.
Brothers and nowhere near as funny as Abbott and Costello.
Oh, yeah. And one of my favorites, Bob Hope, because he was he was smooth. Guy was hysterical. I used to have to go back and watch his stuff again to find out what I missed because he was so fast. Bob Hope had the best timing on the line. That guy was amazing.
I never knew he was political until I started rewatching his shows recently, and I'm like, oh my god.
Oh, he hated Democrats.
And even Abbott and Costello and Laurel Hardy.
Oh yeah,
it just goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
These people knew liberals were retarded.
Yes. Yes, and they could only do certain things to get away with it, so that it would have to go like double entendres to go over their heads, so they wouldn't be blacklisted. You know, blackball, blacklist, whatever. I know it's crazy. I used to, you know, when I was the only thing that I enjoy now is live theater, and if I had a chance to go see American Ballet Theater, I would be in heaven because those people are so talented. As long as everybody keeps their mouth shut on their libtard stuff, I'm good. But I can't support anyone who is, you know, I just can't. That's why I don't go to movies anymore.
I come from a state, and we had a Democrat here, you may know, Evan Bayh.
Yes.
And Evan Bayh is so much different than every other Democrat I ever heard from.
Wow.
It's like Evan, I don't know. To me, the reason he's not holding office or power right now is because of the way he is. Because Evan's the kind I think would actually listen to people talk before he did stuff.
Right.
What we have leading the Democratic Party today and the Republican Party. I have no faith in Boehner,
no faith
in McConnell.
Oh, my God.
I fought McConnell, McCain, and George Bush, and Carl Rove. I was fighting them in 2006 against illegal immigration and their amnesty proposals then.
Yeah, Carl
Rove.
I've
seen it from both parties.
Carl Rove's a big liar and a big schmuck. I can't help it.
And kudos
I don't like
to Jeff
him.
Sessions.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't stand him anymore, Linda.
What?
I can't stand him.
Who's Dennis Rodman?
He touched both sides of his, you know
what. What did Dennis Rodman really do that I should remember him for?
Be an asshole.
I mean, he played in the NBA, but when I look at the records, I can't find his name.
Yeah, he was, and he dyes his hair. He's got the piercings and the tattoos. He's an idiot. He's a nut job. Here he's over there hanging out with what's-his-face in North Korea, for God's sake, and then just yucking it up. While
and like the rest of us are going to take his word on anything.
And did I send you that video of Anderson Cooper talking to the guy who escaped from that horrible place in North Korea, which goes on to this day?
Yeah.
Hello? And do you think Dennis Rodman, with his head up his derriere, gets it at all? Oh, no. He's too stupid. Mm-hmm. That poor thing probably couldn't read 2 and 2 plus 4. He's how stupid he is. I'm sorry. These people are worse than... I would give more credence to a Down syndrome child than that idiot. I'm sorry. They probably have more brain.
Karl Rove just really has
been in 12 years. He was in there helping either Bush push Agenda 21 stuff.
Yeah,
he's part of it.
Going on.
He's
Karl Rove's
so
a traitor.
Dick Cheney.
And the truth is,
Dick Cheney's probably the brains behind all of them.
You betcha. Oh, yes. And I'm very ticked off at Hannity for keeping Karl Rove coming on there all the time. I'm not that impressed
with Hannity.
No, me neither. You know what? I think he's extremely naive, and he's just clueless. I call it the Clueless Hannity Show. I can't take it.
Oh, he's an establishment hack.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. And no one sees that the
people that are reaching to the public are the Alan West, they are the Dr. Carson, and they are people like that, the Rand Pauls. These are the ones the public are paying attention. They look at the rest of you, and they see the same thing they always saw. If there's going to be a change in this country, if we're going to save this country, we've got to take down both establishment parties.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
And we've got to expose them. The money laundering and everything else from both sides.
I know.
We've got to expose them.
I agree.
When I send a guy to Congress, I don't expect him to go up there and come back with goodies for my area. I expect him to go up there and do what's right for my country.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Did you guys see that Star Trek revision that we had to pay $60,000 in taxes on?
I haven't watched it.
Have you seen it?
They were just portraying what our government's doing, and we wasted $60,000 on that.
Glenn was talking about, and I think Rod was talking about shooting Americans, and they got the drones coming up. We got 10,000 drones supposed to be flying over American skies. We got huge numbers. I didn't get a chance today to go in, but I'll do it if I have a minute tomorrow before my show and talk about what Mike Slater went through today on how many of these things are already flying in San Diego. This is
They're everywhere.
Yeah. This is, and you know what? What I need to know is what the height is. How high up are these people?
I don't know. They can go anywhere. I'm going to estimate on an average ground 4,000 to 6,000 feet.
Oh, shit. My shotgun won't reach. drones. Too high. Okay.
No.
If I see a drone in my hometown, Bill, I know I'm a dead duck.
Robert,
if I see a drone, I'll be the first one on the map.
How strong is your faith, Robert?
How strong?
No, how strong
is your faith?
My faith is within me.
I saw a video once of a preacher, a Christian. And a guy entered his church, and he pulled out a gun, and he fired at the guy. And somehow he never hit him once. Well, the church had surveillance cameras.
Wow.
And when they went back and pulled the cameras, looked into the cameras, all they seen was the bullets get so close to the guy and then veer to the right or the left or straight up.
Angels.
But the people that were sitting there in the congregation when this happened, they said they saw an angel standing in front of that man.
Of course.
Slapping the bullets away.
Yes, they do. They do intervene.
If you're faced there, brother, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
That's right. And the
angels are looking out for me, I tell you that much, because, you know, I had a confrontation with someone.
Robert, do you think we're all here by accident doing what we're doing?
No.
No.
We're called.
We were called.
Recall.
I know we're small, but you know what, Bill? I parked in the parking lot. I parked perfectly, and there was this girl just trying to start a fight with me. Said I was parking too close to her car, and she wanted to start a fight with me.
Oh my gosh!
She was ready to beat my ass, Bill Strong.
So why don't you get your whole?
But her boyfriend was in the back seat of the car. I caught him out of the corner of my eye. I said, there's something wrong with you. You're nuts. She goes, come on, you have a problem. You don't know how to park a car. I go, you're crazy, woman. So I backed out, right? I backed out. And so when I was backing out, they started following me.
Oh,
and they
God.
Kept on following. So I didn't want to go and let them know where I lived, right?
Right.
So you know what I did? I let them follow me. I went to the Venice police station.
Oh, that's a smart thing
Good.
To do.
And when they saw me pull in to go to the police station, they took off.
Yeah, of course they would. Well, the other way is, you know, you got to have your concealed carry and then just reach or even pretend like you do it.
Even then, he probably did it the right way. Don't flash your gun unless you absolutely have to. Take yourself to the police station like you did.
Yeah,
me,
he did.
I would ride to the Outlaws Clubhouse and say, come on and follow me in here.
And then if you're kind of boxed in or something, do what my sister does, and it works here in California. I would imagine Florida would be the same. She just pretends like she's got one under her seat, and she reaches down and lets them see what she's doing, like she's retrieving something that's going to really hurt them. And they scatter like little mice. So it works. Yeah,
actually, Robert, I could drive home, but on my way, just dial Chad. And when I pulled in, and that whoever it was behind me, Chad would be behind them.
I think we lost his connection, but you and I are on.
That's how it works here where I live. It'd be a rough place to come up here where Chad and I live, and with Joe and Jerry and Terry and others up here.
Gosh.
It just wouldn't be good for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well,
everybody up here is aware
of
what I do and supports me big
good.
Time.
Good.
We do our planning for our gardening and stuff like that and the cookouts.
Yeah,
we do it all together.
And I know. I'm excited. I have to remember before I take off on the plane to pack a giant yellow pad because I'm going to take notes. I want to learn. I need to learn.
Well, there'll be some other people here that you can that'll have things that they can tell you and stuff. My
Absolutely.
Cousin Julie and her husband, they're very big. They grow and can, and they've got
mm-hmm.
their food supply up. Oh, my God,
Good.
They have a crap. They have more guns than the local gun shop.
Wow.
And they have bunches of ammo. Yeah, they're up on things.
Kind of like CH does. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Steve follows me on Facebook, and he sends me stuff, and Julie does too. We sit over here and we talk. We know what's going on. She tells me about where she works at, to a bank, and how illegals are getting $14,000 tax checks.
Oh, God. Uh-huh.
It's horrible. But around this area, they may not want to admit it, but there's a lot of people that know what's going on.
Yes.
And they know it because of people like me that started this for a few years ago and started talking about things and started getting
mm-hmm.
people to listen. And now there's many others out here talking.
Yes, we have to keep it going.
As I told you, when you've had them frustrating times yourself about, God, we can't get people listening.
I know. It's
when
finally
started,
coming together.
When I started, there was a handful. There are so many out there now compared to what there was, and every day, every week, it just continues to grow. People continue to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And there are solutions to all of the problems, but you're never going to get one out of any of our electeds.
Oh, no.
It's like with Big Pharma. They
right.
don't want to sell you a cure, because if they sold you a cure, they wouldn't be able to sell as much stuff. So they sell you a treatment. Well, that's the same thing our government does. They're not going to give you a solution. They're just going to give you something
oil.
That's going to, it might slow something down for a
mm-hmm.
while, but the spending just goes.
It's horrible. Yeah. No. There's not going to be a real good solution. I mean, I don't think we have enough time to do what we really need to do, like Glenn was talking about. I have a feeling we can try up until the time when it hits the wall. And when it hits the wall, they're going to push us, Bill, and we're going to have to defend ourselves.
You got Bill O'Reilly on TV right now. Bill O'Reilly's hollering about what happened in Cyprus, and that's going to come. It can happen here. Bernanke said it can happen here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It has to come here because we've been propping that crap up over there.
I know. It's not going to be pretty.
And
so
I just
got
to say this. If it comes down to everything falls apart, instead of attacking your neighbor who probably don't know anything.
Right.
Why don't you go after the people who caused the problem to begin with?
Well, it's pretty difficult unless I have some kind of, red buttons that open
silos.
Well,
I think they're in California. You could throw a rock in about any direction and hit one of them.
Well, yeah, because, I'm 15 feet away from my neighbors on all sides. I mean, it's horrible here. There's nothing I can do yet. I mean, I can't bail. My mom needs me. She's adorable. She's 90, a little plus, and she's still healthy, but I can't abandon her. This place is a sitting duck. I can't do that to her. That's crazy. When the time comes, I'm out of here. Huh? My whole, believe me.
I understand what Rod's saying. It is the banks, and
yep.
they are controlling all the currency and
yep.
stuff. But Rod, I'm sure that you've seen that time in your life. People didn't depend so much on the banks and the currency
as they
depended upon themselves.
Yep.
They were growing their own foods and canning and stuff. They were hunting and fishing and eating that way. And they were, they just did things themselves.
Nothing
makes me madder than for somebody to tell me, well, who's going to mow my grass if we don't have illegals? I don't know where the hell you're
Do
from,
it yourself.
Dude, but here in southern Indiana, we mow our own damn grass.
Absolutely.
We rake our own leaves, we cook our own meals, and we watch our kids.
This is why Glenn was talking about maximum responsibility and self-reliance. My God, how simple is that? And that's the only way the founder's freedom is going to be restored, if we get that concept and stay away from this crap, the Bloom turds, the Obamas, the Valerie Jarretts, the rest of them. I can't take it anymore. They're lying to you, the big banksters, all of it, the global elites, all of it. Reject, reject, reject. I'll take care of myself. Get the hell out of my life, my bank account, my bathroom, my light bulbs, all of it. All of it. My city, everything. My health care, all of it. Not one. Believe me, the way I feel right now, even though at my age, if somebody said you're going to go back to the pioneer days, I'm sure I'd do quite well, because I don't need these bastards and I don't want them. I'm sick of them. That's what we don't get anymore. Nobody has the guts to stand up like I know you guys in Indiana do, because you guys are you're cool, And I'm a city girl, but
we're backwards.
Believe me,
we're backwards. We're still the hillbillies you think, but we're in Indiana. We're not Kentucky. That's the uneducated. We're in Indiana, the educated hillbillies.
Absolutely. You're just a teenager.
Well, that's it, Robert. We're pretty friendly people.
Yeah.
We're down to earth. We love hunting and
common
fishing.
Sense.
And we're very big on tradition.
And common sense, my lord.
On July 4th weekend, Pekin, Indiana will have their annual 4th of July celebration.
Cool.
It is the oldest running consecutive
wow.
4th of July celebration in the United States.
Awesome.
And it's over 190 years.
Awesome.
That they've been doing this. So,
we
hold on tight to those traditions, because it was those traditions that made this country great. The traditions of sticking together with your family and your friends and your neighborhood, standing up for your country and your God, those traditions are still strong here.
Thank God. Oh, my gosh.
We still honor our patriots. We still
yep.
honor our elders. And, we cling to those things. And
thank
that's
God.
What makes us. That's what makes us Southern Indiana.
You betcha.
You've seen Larry Bird, Robert. He's not really affected by the big time or the money and stuff. He's still just Larry Bird.
Larry Bird was a great basketball player,
but he never changed who he was as a person, Robert.
And he was my favorite.
Their heads and stuff. It didn't, Larry. Larry's a typical Southern Indiana person.
You don't understand, Bill Strong. I was raised on Larry Bird with the Boston Celtics. I was raised on him. You understand that?
Robert, I actually played on the same court with Larry Bird in high school.
You tell, next time you see Larry Bird, you say you have a friend. The only team that used to watch for two teams. That was the Atlanta team and the Boston Celtics, and that's the only two teams he would watch basketball. And that's the honest to God's truth. And I always watched Larry Bird while I was in school. He was just a great basketball player. He was too amazing.
He was just an ordinary person. He didn't consider himself great.
Right.
He didn't consider himself above other people.
Exactly. Or
very few pro athletes are like that. I can name another one. Walter Payton was that way.
Well, Walter Payton was a great running back.
But he was a great person.
Right. And you know what it is, Bill? These people who are in this false sense of, you know, greatness, they consider themselves privileged, like the elitists privileged. And they're all in this cult. And you know what I mean by that. It's just they're extremely Kool-Aid sucked up, drinking, you know, indoctrinated, saturated brains with it. It's bad. It's like, remember the kids in the 70s and 80s and their parents had to go get them and deprogram them from the cults? This is the kind of mentality that I'm dealing with, and I know Glenn deals with, and I know we do. Look, it's nuts. Yeah, you got to deprogram everybody, man.
I'm dealing with a younger generation that's been indoctrinated in many ways, and waking them up to the lies they've been told, which is,
oh my gosh.
Some of them it's not hard because they believe the teacher was lying to them the whole time.
Thank God.
You know, but others, you know, you've got to prove things to them. You got to show them facts and back them up.
Yep.
And it's very hard to do when you can't get someone to read anything.
Oh, no. I know. Are you kidding me? Oh, man.
Do you know how to get their attention? Linda, do you know how to get these younger people's attention? They won't do it for conservative values. Go up there and tell them, well, look up Democrats against Agenda 21.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I do it.
I love to do that because it takes them off guard. And nine times out of ten, someone who would not go to a conservative site or anything else will go to that site.
And the problem is what I'm dealing with, because I'm dealing not with the young people. I'm dealing with the older ones between 40 and 60 or 70, and the ones who are so indoctrinated in the left, even though they see the word Democrats again, they don't care. They reject everything I'm telling them. They have been so, you know, totally stolen by this uber left ideology, this Marxist garbage, and they love it. They believe it. They're nuts.
You could take a picture of one of the fanciest houses here in Indiana. Show it to them. Show them what it costs. And tell them, do you know why it costs that little in Indiana? And explain how come it costs that little when you're making, your taxes, you know, that's where they're killing you people in California.
Oh, my God.
Until people realize that when they look around and say, wait a minute, how much are you paying in taxes in California? And how much is that guy over there paying in the taxes?
Absolutely. Well,
my governor's in a fight right now to lower ours by 10%.
Thank God. Well, here's the deal. What you have to, you know, people don't connect the dots because they're not cognizant of the political realm, and they're not cognizant of the facts and what you and I have delved into and the conspiracy facts, okay, not just theories. But we've proven it out now with 15, 20 years of proving it. Do you realize I could actually start one of my speeches with, do you know why you spend $4.12 a gallon at the cheapest level in California? Because you're spending every single dollar you spend at that pump, 70 cents goes to the state of California and 18 cents goes to the federal government. Isn't that special? Now you know why you're this is what you have to explain to them, because they don't know these things. Why they don't, I don't know. They don't
The ones that get me the most are the ones that – well, the government's got the money. Well, the government don't have no money, you fools. That's our money.
Where
it's
do they?
It's not their money.
So
they don't make any money.
No, all they make is misery and control and Leninism and Stalinism. They create statism, and I'm damn sick of it. They've been doing the road to serfdom stuff since Hayek wrote his book in 1933. I'm dead sick of it. And that's
actually
why I need to wake people up. I can't take
Rob,
it anymore.
You had Republicans. Yes. Rob's got on here about the Democrats and the offshoring. But you had Republicans involved in all that too, brother. When they were pushing NAFTA, the NAU, the superhighway, All you people from
the
Texas.
SPP,
go back and look where Rick Perry stood on the North American Union and the SPP project and the superhighway.
Gotcha.
Those were all Agenda 21 things.
Yep, and it's UNITO and regionalism, and it sucks. And it's the corridors and the triangles and all of it. And you guys go to ICLEI or you go to the Wildlands Project and Agenda 21 and you look up those ugly maps. It's Mao and Stalin on steroids, and it's ugly. It is not going to end well.
They were using that 12 million illegal aliens were here. They were using that same figure in 2007, 2006. So, see, that number is not even close, and they know it's not.
I know. What were you going to say, Robert?
I still want to know what happened to the stimulus that was originally passed.
It was laundered to Democratic donors.
And part of it
came back to the Democratic Party that way.
And it went to the unions. It went to every Solyndra, every Pfister, every Green, every contributor to Obama. It went to Soros. It went to all these guys, T. Boone Pickens. It went to Warren Buffett. It went to every single BS thing from solar panels all through California to all through the United States. We have been scammed up one side and down the other.
That's what I don't understand. That's where I get so furious. If that's the case, then that's the Republican spending cut. They don't need to hold back for nothing.
But you didn't understand what I said.
In all, Robert, it was a violation of the RICO Act. What they did was they laundered taxpayers' money through Solyndra and gave part of it back to the Democratic Party.
They stole the money from people, from taxpayers.
I know they did.
But they have a license
to steal. Bottom line.
Why do you think I'm advocating for American Revolution Part 2? Because I think that's what it's going to come down to. When push comes to shove, these idiots are going to have us so far up against a brick wall.
Once you step foot to the psychologist's office, do you know what you're automatically diagnosed as having? just for getting help to get your life in order, they're gonna automatically diagnose you with an adjustment disorder.
Out of the military. They're going to do that to the people coming out of the military,
yep.
Robert.
Absolutely.
Saying and doing anything and actually coming and taking a person's guns is two different things. The first time they make a move to go into taking people's guns, I'm afraid things are going to blow up.
Yep.
If they don't blow up, we're screwed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but try to take someone's mind away from them, too. That's worse than taking away a gun.
Look, no. They can only do that if you're stuck in a hospital. They did it to my father when he was 80-something, and it's a long story. But with their mind-altering drugs, they did this. And this is all part of their death panels. They've already done this in California.
I'm just letting America know that once you walk into a psychologist's office, that's the first thing you're
going
to diagnose.
I'm not going into one. Dude, I don't want one. I don't need one.
I had to go into one in the military, Robert. Of course, everybody has to in the military. You know, that's just a standard procedure when you first enlist.
Right.
But when I left his office, I heard him tell the guy asked him what he thought. He said, I don't know who was on the couch, him or me.
Yeah,
look,
that's funny.
The only time I went to counseling was, I was much younger, long story. Okay, I don't know how long to keep the records. It doesn't matter because I'm going to go underground one of these days in Indiana. So, seriously, Bill, I'm paranoid right now because of the DHS and the TSA and the ABC and the FUC. You know, I hate these people. They're evil. And I wouldn't go to a shrink right now if you paid me $6 million tax-free cash. No. Those they're
well,
gonna
I don't know.
Everything.
If he needed my help, I might.
Well, you know what I'm saying. There's no way. There's
yes.
no way I fucking no.
Well, come on. These are people who are based on assumptions and theories and stuff. There's nothing in reality there.
Yeah, it's garbage. And they're using Jung and Freud. Oh, great. We got Freud.
Oh, yeah,
and
Freud. Let me quote Freud here. Who is to say what is normal? Because what is normal for one person is not normal for another.
Oh, crap.
But
yeah.
What is abnormal?
Yeah. Well, you know who was related to Freud? I think it was, oh, God, Darwin and I think somewhere down the line it was George Bernard Shaw and his stupid, idiotic girlfriend, Margaret Sanger. All those guys were in the same group. All of them. Fabian socialists. Evil. Eugenicists.
Oh, yeah.
Planned Parenthood. Bigots. Racists. Hitlerists, as far as I'm concerned. Absolutely. I mean, they hated blacks. They hated, you know, anything that wasn't normal to them in their little minds. And the Fabian socialists wanted to heat up the world, and they're doing it right now, and then they can mold it to meet their own heart's desire. Well, it's not going to work. Stalin tried it. He failed. Lenin tried it. He failed. Mao tried it. Of course, they succeeded in killing and demociding and offing people, innocent people. But eventually it catches up to them. Where do you think they're roasting now?
Well, some of them are in office right now.
Well, no, most of those people from that era are dead and roasting in hell. But the ones who are still alive, they're going to follow suit, because when I die and go to heaven, I never have to see them mess again. Never. Never.
Which is the one that you really, really, the lady with the, it was this, the lady with the gray hair, what's her name?
The gray hair?
Yes, is her last name Snow? I can't remember her.
Olympia?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's a rhino or something.
She's a big rhino.
Yeah, huge. Yeah, she's another one. Oh, God, for the books.
Yeah,
she's buddies with that congresswoman who looks like a man, whose husband's one of the major players at Monsanto.
Del Toro, whatever.
She's that's one homely woman.
She's a famous child supporter. She's the one that made the remark about Tal, how great he was.
I don't know. Oh,
I think so.
Are you talking about Anita
no,
Nunn?
No. I'm talking about the Soro.
Okay, I don't know.
She's a congresswoman or a senator or something from up in the Big East.
Her husband is
Greenbaum or something. He's one of the major players Monsanto.
Not Alan Greenspan. That's the other chick.
God.
Okay, I don't know.
Stanley Greenbaum, Greenstein, something.
I don't know. Oh, my God. Okay, Rob's gone. But Robert, are you coming to the reunion?
Yeah, Leonie wants to come. She says,
you better.
She says we'll go.
Okay.
We're gonna drive. We'll make a trip out of it.
Where is she from? Leonie
is from the island of Tonga.
Oh.
She is half Hawaiian, half Polynesian. And boy, she can cook.
Cool.
So she can help. She can help us cook.
I had some friends from Samoa. And they were pretty awesome cooks. It was also the biggest guys I was ever around in my life.
Yeah, Samoans are huge. Yeah,
we
have them
here. They're great people.
Oh,
they are.
They can make
if you get along with them.
Oh my God! Yeah, you gotta be real close friends, because they'll kick your butt. They'll throw you across the room.
They don't play. They know who's good and they know who's not
good.
You know, they just don't play.
You know, I'm excited because I'm going to go probably in the next 2 or 3 days to my travel agent to make sure I can get a good deal and do what I need to do and make sure I have everything packed that I need to pack. And it's going to be so exciting.
You know what has really cheap flights, Linda?
Who?
Is Southwest Airlines. You should check them out.
I checked them. They're much higher than even Hotwire. So I'm going to go to my travel agent because they can get me the best deal. And I'm going to do what I need to do. I don't need a hotel. I don't need a car. So, you know, I just need to get the best deal I can. And even if it's over $500, then I got to deal with, bite the bullet and do it because I want to go. We don't know how much more time we have in this country, and it's like I want to hang out with you guys. And I'm going to absolutely, in an email, invite Terry because I'd love to see her again. And you know, hopefully,
does she have a radio show?
Yeah, she's going to do hers in 2 days from now, and she's doing better. She's, you know, I sent her a beautiful sympathy card. Yo gave me the address. I've done everything I can to support her, and, you know, I've told her that everyone in Patriot Families loves her and cares for her.
I saw her email.
Well, oh, good, good.
You know, remember what we did for Chuck?
Yes. Wow. We got to do it again. We got to make a plan. Yeah. With a big heart.
Let me tell you guys.
Patriots.
I'll donate. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, let's talk to Yola and see if she wants to do it. I mean, I'll chip in. I did it last year with Chuck. Handed her the cash, and because I was helping to chip in.
Let me know when
okay.
Email.
Okay.
I'll be glad to help out.
Yeah. I don't know about y'all,
but it's really cold here down here in Florida. I'm freezing my tongue. I had to turn on the heat.
I know. I'm gonna.
Indiana, Robert. I expect it to be cold today, hot tomorrow, in between the next day. It just changes here, so we're used to it.
God Almighty, the wind is so strong, and it feels like 20 degrees outside. It's really cold.
So much for Al Gorleone's global warming, that schmuck. Anyway, I know.
That guy is such a schmuck, Al Gore.
Yeah, Al Gorleone.
He is such a punch.
Oh, my God.
I had an argument with somebody. They said, well, Al Gore said, and I said, and what science degree does he have?
Yeah. He doesn't. He has a schmuck degree. That's what he has.
Well, political science, maybe.
Yeah, right.
But he doesn't know crap, and it's all coming apart on him on that.
Wait,
so they're trying to rush. They're trying to rush that. Did you see the article I sent to you? I think I posted about they want to tax carbon three times higher.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my God! It's beyond. It'll destroy the country.
That's because they've screwed up everybody's economies, and they're trying to find a way to get the money to save them, and they need to do it through that. But even when they do that, they're going to put most of that money in their pockets, so they're not going to save nothing. Tear down the carbon exchanges. Arrest the people involved.
I know. And I want to thank Robert for tuning in, too, and everyone that's listening. Doc, love to have you here. Yola, love having you here. And I got 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Robert, you got anything to say?
Just, you know, I don't even watch the news anymore. It's like
it's garbage.
It's garbage.
I know.
Thank you so much,
Bill, for helping me tonight. This was great. You do a great team.
I liked it. I had a good time, and it really went fast.
I know. It was
awesome. That's how it is when you're putting out. Let's be real. Thank our government for giving us all the crap to report on.
And God bless America, baby. God bless America.
God bless America.
Absolutely. I'm going to play a little tiny thing here. And, thank you so much for your little post there. And, Robert, enjoy. It's like a small thing. I got like 1 minute, 30 seconds, and it's America by Jim Gray. I can get it to play. There we go.
America. She was given life by a group of immigrants, much like you and me. They were beckoned by a statue with her hand held high, named Liberty. They had visions. They had dreams. They saw a new land of opportunity. They were moms and dads and family. They embraced individual responsibility. Together, they built a nation on a commitment to equality. They were a friend, a neighbor. They believed in accountability. And when danger came, they locked arms and stood for a nation's sovereignty. One day their country called, and they united and went off to a faraway beach called Normandy. Together they gave blood and treasure, and together they saved a world from tyranny. From north to south, east to west, from sea to shining sea, from them we've inherited America, Purple Mountain Majesty. 200+ years in the making, that's America, our family tree. That's our heritage, that's our roots. That's what's kept us free. Now we're faced...
Guys, thank you. Thanks, Robert. Good night, Doc, Bill, and Yola.
Hey.
Be blessed. Love you guys. See you next time tomorrow night, my show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.